Heidi and Frank. 520-9710. 888-520-9710.
Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
On Free FM.
Free FM. Great to have you with us. Frosty, Heidi, and Frank is who we be.
Friday.
It is.
Oh, it is Friday, isn't it?
Already.
Mm-hmm. What a quick week. Now, next Wednesday night, we hope you all can make it to Saddle Ranch on Sunset Boulevard in West Hollywood, because the three of us are going to be hanging out. We're going to be bartenders behind the bar there at Saddle Ranch, just serving brews and mixed drinks and God knows what else. Bartenders we will be.
I can make whiskey. I can make, like, a rum and coke. And
what's in a rum and coke, you know?
I think there's a lime in there somewhere.
Yeah, Cuba Libre.
Yeah.
Frank used to be a bartender years ago.
Yeah, so it was like my good old days.
Did you ever have to
behind the bar.
Would you ever have to make fancy drinks? Because I'm guessing where you live, that little town, probably no one ordered anything except Jack and Coke.
Yeah, it was a rib joint, so it was pretty much just beer.
Yeah. That's
and then you'd have the occasional ribs. Woman who wanted a margarita.
That's
so
it.
So you'd make her a margarita.
Or a Long Island iced tea.
Long Island iced teas.
Well, I'm just going to be serving beer. That's all I can do is open a beer. But hey, we'll be behind the bar and hopefully able to talk to you. We'll be there from 6 to 8 as bartenders. That's at Saddle Ranch.
And from 8 to midnight as drunks.
Probably so.
Yeah.
12 to 6 in the drunk tank. That is next Wednesday. Wednesday of next week. Wednesday from 6 to 8 p.m. Again, it's in West Hollywood at Saddle Ranch. That's where they got the mechanical boulder ride. That's on Sunset Boulevard. Wednesday.
You know, after that movie Cocktail came out, I was obsessed with
juggling bottles.
Yeah, and I can do it. I did it.
After. Oh, now she's setting herself up for failure.
No.
I can see it now.
No. I won't do that because I don't want to, you know, waste a perfectly good bottle of vodka, and I hate wasting alcohol. But, I was obsessed after that movie came out, and I would just, you know, slowly but surely.
You juggled your dad's bottles
early
times?
It's tough, though, because early times is a square bottle. So it's
tough. Got to catch it by the neck.
It's tougher when it's a square bottle. Yeah.
It seems like it'd be very difficult to do.
It is difficult, but this bottle's wet.
I don't know if you guys juggle.
Yeah, I do.
I can juggle.
Oh, wow. Gosh, I've never figured out how to do that. But if you juggle something like, you know, a ball.
It's so funny.
You
can pick out any piece of music and play it, but you can't juggle.
Or throw
like all 10 fingers in a weird.
I know.
Yeah, I know. Weird, huh? I can't even juggle two things.
You can hear a song once and then play it, which is amazing.
But it's kind of different from juggling.
That's way harder than throwing three tennis balls in the air and catching them one at a time.
Heidi, as Frank knows, I have no athletic ability at all, and that includes catching, throwing of any kind. Juggling, forget it. That's like advanced catching and throwing.
I figured handling fuzzy balls, you'd be an expert. It's already started.
You're saying if the piano keys were shaped like any sort of athletic ball, you wouldn't be able to play those either.
I don't know.
Okay.
But if you're juggling regular juggling stuff, be it, you know, balls or
oranges.
Right. If you drop one, no big deal. It's not going to kill you. But a glass bottle full of
booze. You got to start out with bean bags, Frosty.
Oh. Yeah. Bean bags.
To learn how to juggle before you step up to tennis balls.
But, Frank, I've tried. I can't. I don't have that hand-eye coordination
to
do that.
It's easy if you start. You practice juggling. That's how I taught myself. Just do two in one hand. And then you throw in that third.
But I can't do that. I can't even do the first one.
That sounds so complex. Then you just throw in a third ball. You're going crazy.
You know that the game you used to have as a kid that had the paddle with the rubber ball and the rubber band and you would bounce it?
I called that Everyone Looks Like a Retard game.
Yeah. I couldn't even do that.
You couldn't?
I can't do that coordination.
Either.
Really?
The paddle ball?
Uh-huh.
No way. I'm just like trying to hit it, and I can't. It's like a retard.
And the ball only lasts. It's hooked on with like one staple, and then that falls off after 10 minutes, and then all you've got is a ball and a paddle separately.
That's because they want you to buy another one.
Yeah.
I could never even work a yo-yo. Come to think of it, I mean, I have never been able to work any or do anything athletic. You consider yo-yoing athletics? Yeah. I can't even yo-yo.
That's funny.
Anyway, so we'll be bartending at Saddle Ranch next Wednesday night, Wednesday afternoon / night. Saddle Ranch in West Hollywood on Sunset Boulevard.
So the big news, I guess, front page of every paper, is about John Edwards and his news that he talked about his wife, Elizabeth, and the cancer is back.
Yes.
Now this is like, not the good cancer.
Well, it is the good cancer in a way, Frank, where it's in your bones, so it's inoperable, but you can live for years with bone cancer.
Oh, really? Because I thought once it's in your bones, you're screwed.
No, if it's in your organs, you're usually screwed. But they say that with bone cancer, yeah, it's never going to go
like
away.
The deepest cancer you can get. It's in my bones.
Bone
yeah,
cancer.
Yeah, but you can live for many, many years. With
or
it.
You could die. I mean, you, it's not
well,
necessarily a death sentence.
Yeah.
So this is way beyond the, we'll give you a marrow transplant and fix it. There's nothing they can do except treat it.
Mm.
Now, she, of course, had cancer before, but I guess it had gone in remission. Now it is back.
Was it breast?
I think it started his breast. Yeah. I might be wrong. It started, but now it's in the bones, meaning, okay, her clock is ticking. Now, I hate to see anyone get sick with any sort of cancer. That's a terrible thing. But don't you think this is going to kind of help John Edwards?
No, I don't at
all.
Do
you think there'll be a sympathy vote now? How can you vote against him now?
Yeah, I think there will be sympathy vote.
I
or
don't.
You'll feel a deeper connection to John Edwards as opposed to, I love you.
Yeah.
I mean, you actually... in a weird way, care about him now. It's like, wow, he's going through a lot and he still wants to be president of the United States. I don't know if he's still go for it.
Well, that's why I think it's going to hurt him, because I think a lot of people are going to say, you know what, I really do feel for him. I feel for his family. But I don't think being right now, he's going to be more focused on his wife and how her health is. Then he's not going to be focused on the country.
But he's not a doctor. See, that's the thing. When I heard this news yesterday, late in the day, I thought, is he going to drop out to care for his wife? But then if you think about it, he's not a doctor. What would he do? I mean, the care is being done by physicians, and I'm sure they're good physicians. He can't do anything but sit there and hold her hand. So whether or not he's by her bedside or not is not, it's totally irrelevant to her health care.
But Frosty, I think
he
can
continue to run for president.
I think that people would expect you to be by your wife's side if she's dying, as opposed to on the campaign trail. Hello,
right.
Iowa!
Right. Exactly.
Well, but
she's home, you know, getting whatever she needs to get done.
What if she gets worse, though?
I know.
If she gets worse, maybe he'll drop out then. You know, the weird thing
is like dumping the burn victim.
Mm.
What do you mean? What do you mean? He'll never divorce her now?
Oh, no.
Well, no, you just don't look good. You kind of have to stay with her, even if you were going to dump her before she had a fiery accident. You're going to look bad to the public who doesn't really know you because you dumped the burn victim.
Usually.
He's dying of cancer and he's out doing his thing. Won't there be some people thinking that he's selfish and he's not, you know, he's going out and still trying to be Mr. President,
mm-hmm.
and his wife's dying, he should be there until she's done, then he can run?
Be there, she's going to be with him on the campaign trail.
I'm just saying what some people might think. I don't think that.
Yeah, I know the thing is, if she were in her last 6 weeks of life or 4 months of life, you would expect him to drop out and spend time with her and then get back in the campaign when she's dead and gone. But I guess the point of his news conference was to say it is incurable, but you know, it will be treated, and I'm not dropping out. I'll continue to campaign. I have to respect him for that. I really do. Even if she died in the middle of the campaign, I think he should continue to run for president. That proves how driven he is, perhaps, how much he believes in his stand on the issues, how much he believes it's important for him to become president.
Mm.
I was never really a John Edwards fan. In fact, the opposite. You know, I've kind of made fun of him in the way he talks. But I kind of have a lot of empathy now and respect for him by staying in the race.
If she dies, I don't think he should keep going.
Of course. But even more so than Frank. That would be his life's focus.
Take off your time. Life's focus. But in the back of his mind, yeah, there's always his wife back there. Let him have that time to grieve and get over it. And then it's like, okay, John Edwards is back. He's got a new hot girlfriend.
Oh, we could have like a young hottie in the White House as the first lady.
Or, obviously, we
first
could
girl.
Have a single guy, a widow.
Well.
See, I disagree with both of you. I think it's, you know, you got to take care of home before you can take care of anything else.
But he can't do anything, Heidi.
Sure you can.
What?
You're
going to
let
sit
your wife,
in a chair and look
who's
at her.
Dying of brain, of bone cancer.
Not brain cancer.
Well, maybe.
Even worse.
Kind of makes the story bigger. Yeah, she's dying of bone cancer.
Very, very slowly.
And you're going to go just being, let's say he does become president. Being president is a very busy job. You're on planes all the time.
Well, I thought George W. took most vacation time ever. Any president, right?
He's not really president.
Yeah, his wife's fun.
It's Cheney.
Cheney's
busy.
Yeah, he's
not
healthy. We got a healthy Cheney running the country.
Yes, I mean, I think it's that. It's, you know, take care of home and... And then when she does eventually die, then like
you're
Frank
such
said,
a woman.
Then go and be.
I know I never say that about you, but you are being a girl. I mean, this is like if your girlfriend is sick, you can't go out with the boys. Even if it's just the sniffles and a flu, you have to go down to Jerry's and get some matzo ball soup and sit there with her, even though you can't do anything.
Can't do anything.
Like you said, okay, so my night is ruined because you happen to have cramps. And women always think that they want to be babied and taken care of.
So
and
do
you
guys.
Don't do that. Well, I know we do,
mm-hmm.
but in the sense, like you said, I think you should just quit.
Yeah.
You should be by her side. She's not thinking about anybody but herself then either. It's like, well, you're not that sick. Why don't you just lay here, take some alone time, relax. I'm going to go out and, you know, with the boys and have a good time.
Mm-hmm.
Don't worry about me. I won't worry about you. Women hate that. They want you to be right there at their side holding their hand all night long.
What if she needs you?
And putting a cold compress on their forehead.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure she has people that can wipe her butt or whatever she needs done. How boring is that? If John Edwards is supposed to sit there next to her till she dies, say, 18 years from now, is his life now supposed to be sitting by the bed of a sick woman looking at her and stroking her hair? I mean, how bored will he be? What is the date today? The 23rd. How bored will he be by the 27th if he spent 4 days in a chair next to his wife's bed just sitting there combing her hair? I mean, the guy needs a task. He needs something to do with his life, and it happens to be run for president. My fear would be if he's elected and then she gets sick, and then mentally he can't function as president because, you know, the woman of his dreams, the love of his life, the wife, is upstairs on the second floor or third floor, wherever they live, dying.
Withering away.
Then, of course, that may cloud his judgment, and he may just decide to nuke the planet. Screw it. You're all going to die, too. Nuke. Hey, it's happening on 24. It could happen here.
Who's going to be his running mate? Do you know, or have you heard anything?
Oh, I haven't said yet. It's way too early.
See, that's
going to
be really important.
We didn't know if he's going to be the Democratic nominee.
Mm. Maybe it'll be your dream come true, Heidi. It'll be Edwards. Anyway, so I feel bad for him. I have respect for him, though, for not dropping out. I think had he dropped out, he would be look as a weak person who has a wife who has a disease, and suddenly he can't function.
This is
so I'm glad he's sticking with it.
The good thing about John Edwards now is that I'm sure when he's in the Oval Office, if he makes it that far, stem cell research.
Hey.
One of the top priorities on his mind because he lost his wife, and maybe that could have helped her.
Oh, good, Frank.
And so a lot of people would benefit mm-hmm. from his wife dying.
Maybe that'll be what saves her. Maybe he can ram the bill through if he's president
has the bone cancer. Everything happens for a reason.
Maybe he injected with something to give her the cancer, so that would be an argument for making stem cell research legal to save the first lady's life.
Look at you, Oliver Stone.
Out there, but,
Well, it's possible, isn't it? Prove it didn't happen. Our number's 888-520-9710. I wonder how many of you out there would drop out of your job, your occupation, give up all your life's dreams and goals if you had a sick wife or girlfriend.
Is there a time
probably
period?
Not.
I mean,
haven't heard.
If
you mean, how long she has to live?
Yeah, if my wife died today,
yeah,
would you expect me to be at work on Monday, or you give me a couple weeks, or when is it? Damn, Frank's really milking this dead wife thing.
Well, we're all different.
That's what I'm saying. So, like, but to you, it's like, what is the natural grieving period when I can take off work?
Weekend.
A weekend.
Wouldn't you want to get back to work? Because if you sit alone by yourself for too long after you've lost a loved one, that's when it hits you. If you stay active, if you continue to go back to work as soon as you can, your brain is still concentrating on work.
But a job like this, when we're, you know, we want to keep it light and make the day go by a little faster, it's going to be hard to bring the funnies.
My grandma, who I love like my mother, died, and I did the show that day. I mean,
I know, and you were miserable.
Well, but I didn't stay home and just think about it, because had I done that, I would have been out for a month. I mean, when you stop and think about it, be it a breakup or a death or some sort of horrible tragedy, it only hits you when you're alone with nothing else to do and you sit and let it soak in. That's when it hits you. If you stay active and stay busy and keep going to work, you know, so at least whatever hours your job is, your mind is at work as opposed to dwelling on the incident.
And that's real life. I guess, you know, if your wife died tomorrow, you would come in and everyone would see a side of you and empathize with you. And maybe our ratings would go up.
Do you think?
Hey. Damn, too bad one of our wives can't die.
Can we inject Heidi with some sort of cancer? A fast-eating
I'd still
flesh?
Be here, too. What? You could make fun of my bald head. My
maybe we can get her a face-eating bacteria.
My wife. Don't I already have that?
Well, you're recovering. Look at all the scar tissue.
I know, huh?
It's just in remission.
It could come back at any a moment's notice.
Our number's 888-520-9710.
Nephew.
Hey. Just wait, she has cancer. Then you can have. See, if you have cancer, you can have all the attitude you want. No one's going to think you're bad, right? I could be the biggest grouch on the planet if I'm dying of cancer.
Chemo makes him grumpy.
Right. Where's my coffee? Damn it! I want coffee!
I have cancer!
He has cancer. You better get him some coffee. Steve, you're with Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
Yeah, good morning, Trips. How you doing?
Great.
Hey, John Edwards, do you guys know he lost a son back a few years ago?
His oldest, right?
He lost a son in a car accident on a way to summer camp. And one of his son's dreams was for him to become the president.
Well, that's what you say. My dead son told me he dreamed I'd be president. There's a sympathy
Hey, George
stream.
Bush talked to Jesus.
He did?
Yeah, that's what he said.
So have I.
Well, I mean, maybe that makes John Edwards, who's already been there, done that, had a devastating loss inside the family circle, and so he, if anybody could handle this, it's John Edwards.
You think
maybe.
He'll work that into his, like, if he makes it as far as the debates? You know, I've been tested. I lost a kid, my wife's dying, but look, I'm still here running for president, and I love you.
So the other person's going to lose automatically. What can you say to that?
I think
John Edwards like an ass. You couldn't.
Seriously.
You're a hell of a guy. I couldn't do it. Oh, what is that? I could.
Obama's going, I stubbed my toe once. Right. I don't know. That's not really all that bad, I know. But, I mean, I'm here. You know. I overcame.
This is the greatest thing ever happened to him. I think our next president will be John Edwards. You know?
Because of this.
This is the corner.
Wonderful career move.
Turn the corner.
Yeah. See, I think the absolute opposite. I think he's not going to get the nomination.
Well, I think so.
It's going to hurt him.
You know, when an artist dies, a recording artist, their album goes number one the next week. It helps sales. It's the greatest career move you can make is to die. Anna Nicole is bigger now than when she was alive.
Right.
So, you know, if you can't pull that off, at least you have your wife be dying. Elevates you somehow. Weird, huh? Hello, Curtis.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
You're on Free FM.
Hey, I just think it depends on how much time you should take off. You know, it depends on what job you have. I mean, if you're an EMT, you don't want to be making, you know, decisions that could affect someone's life like that. You know, you should take a few weeks off. If it was, you know, you're a clerk at some grocery store, you should take a couple days.
Well, you could also argue that if you are a brain surgeon and you've shown that it has affected you so much that you need 8 weeks off, I'm worried about week 9, 10, 11. Should we ever hire you back?
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you were that shooken up, how do we know you're fine after 3 months? If the first 2 months you're a basket case.
No, he's making sure that he's not so, you know, distraught that he starts bawling in the middle of someone's brain. Like he has the breakdown right there as he's got your medulla oblongata in his hands. As opposed to the guy who's stacking cans of corn down at Ralph's. If you walk down the aisle and he's crying, you just go to the next aisle.
Right.
You got to clean up an aisle 7.
Excuse me, kid. I want the low-sodium corn. Thanks a lot.
Hang on. I'm mopping up my tears.
Heidi on the phone. Hold on. You'll be back with the rest of the callers as well. 888-520-9710. After these words, Frosty, Heidi, and Frank. Frosty, Heidi, and Frank, stand by your woman. John Edwards is doing just that, even though his wife, Elizabeth, is unfortunately suffering a relapse of cancer. It's not good. It's incurable now. It's spread to her bones. But he's not dropping out of the race. He's continuing to campaign. Still wants to be president. He's not going to just sit by her bedside and comb her hair and look in her eyes for the next several years. He's actually going back to work, which I think is the right thing to do.
I got an email from somebody saying that she doesn't have bone cancer. She has breast cancer that spread to her bones.
Isn't that technicality?
Isn't that bone cancer now? It's cancer, whatever. People.
So it's always breast cancer, even if it spreads to the rest of your body? If it starts as breast cancer but goes into your bones, let's just call it cancer then. Who cares where it started, right?
Technicality.
Whatever.
It's in her bones now.
And it's incurable.
She's got breast cancer in her bones.
Right.
All right.
Hello, Mary. I'm with Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
Hi, y'all. It would probably be a good move for Elizabeth Edwards to have a press conference and tell the American people that no matter what, she wants her husband to push for the presidency. It would be a more personal show, and it would show their sincerity and their determination.
And here's the line, the closing line. This country needs my husband more than I do.
Yes. For the American people.
No, music up. Roll credits. Dry the
air. If he doesn't win, well, then I don't know what will.
Wouldn't that be perceived as a little overly dramatic and pathetic to trot your dying wife out to beg for votes?
She could say, he didn't want me to come out here.
Oh, there you go. Right. He doesn't know I'm doing this. And then if they have him run, I go, what are you doing? Damn,
you
Elizabeth.
You should be in bed, Elizabeth.
Right.
Coming out with like a 7-Up and a bendy straw.
and some saltines.
And some chicken soup. I was boiling soup for you, Liz. Oh. What are you doing in here? Oh, hi, everybody.
I didn't know y'all were here.
Oh, what a surprise.
What's going on? What did I miss?
Greg and
Maybe you want some sweet tea?
How you doing, Fairy Hottie and Crank?
Hey, Greg.
you guys are killing off the wife too soon. I got a very dear friend, the love of my life, that just visited me out here in Phoenix last weekend, and we were celebrating the 7-year anniversary of the news that she had 6 months to live with brain cancer.
Wow.
She has brain cancer still, and she's been alive for 7 years?
Yep, she still has it. She got through two open brain surgeries, and they couldn't get it all, and she's taking enough pills to get full on, but...
You know, even though she's a fighter, clearly, and the 6 months meant nothing to her, she said, damn it, I'm going to live as long as I can. I would want to be told, though, that most people die at 6 months so you can make plans, do what you always wanted to do. They should tell you. Most people, you know, are dead 6 months after this diagnosis.
Yeah,
you need to know
that. But that's a big window. I mean, I think that's irresponsible.
6 months?
No, a big window to be 6 months, and you're still alive and kicking and well and
so
partying out with
the doctor because.
Well, I just think it's like there's a big window there. But hey, well, six months, seven years.
Most
well.
People are dead.
The oncology department at UC Irvine have a weekly meeting just to discuss her case because they don't know how she's still alive either.
Maybe she doesn't really have that. She double checked the diagnosis. Maybe she just has the flu or something.
Oh, no. She can diagnose better than most doctors.
Does she have, like, Greg, is there anything funny about her, like, different that you can tell the cancer's affected speech or anything like that?
Actually, the surgeries did affect. She used to be able to read a screen of ASCII or binary like it was words, and she can't do that anymore, and some of her math skills are gone, but they didn't get her personality.
Well, she's not fun at parties anymore, then.
Oh.
Thanks, Greg. And
I don't have either one of those two skills either, and I don't have brain cancer.
Well, that's yet to be it.
My math skills are bad.
Lisa's email. She says she works at a cancer clinic, and people with this type of cancer that Elizabeth Edwards has can get treated with something called Zometa on a monthly basis indefinitely and stay around for a very, very long time. So,
what's a very long time, though? She looks like she's what about, I'm just guessing.
Maybe one
now.
Whole term. Like, if he got elected, she wouldn't be dying while he's in office.
Okay, let's hope she... how old is she?
Probably about 45, 46, maybe.
I would guess in there.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't look over 50.
Mm-mm.
So if she can eke out another 10, 15, 20 healthy years, good for her. But if she starts, and I hope this doesn't happen, I'm not wishing this on her. I'm just saying we may have to face this. If she starts going downhill fast, like I guess some people do, and here it is, it's campaign time, and she is then really dying, should he drop out then? I still say no. I think it almost proves how badly you want the presidency. Even though my wife is dropping dead in
Des
Moines.
It's a double-edged sword, really, because what if, like, people are saying it was the breast cancer that metastasized to her bones? Is that if that's true, that she has a higher chance of dying of old age than from cancer. So if he, say, gets the presidency because of maybe some sympathy vote or whatever, and then she doesn't die or she doesn't even look sick, everyone's going to go, wait a second.
She's faking it, you think?
Like I said, it's double edged sword. Yeah, like, well, she lived.
Yeah,
I wasted
Frank.
My vote.
If this were really a conspiracy,
I'm not
saying really
a conspiracy, but I'm thinking people who don't know about this cancer, like we're assuming we're already killing her off.
Right, okay.
And if she's going to live to be 100, well, deep down, we're going to be disappointed.
She'll make a great spokesperson then for cancer awareness. See, when I first heard the story yesterday, I assumed she'd be dead in a few weeks.
Mm.
But now we're learning, you know, some cancers you can live for.
Yeah, you
got to
be careful how much you milk this, I guess, if you're John Edwards.
Milk it?
Well, I mean, don't make it the top of your like campaign in your commercials where you see him pushing her around in a wheelchair out of a hospital. I mean, don't milk it that much.
I see nothing
wrong
with that.
She's going to live to be 100.
If she really is in a wheelchair, I mean, if she is wheelchair-bound and he must push her, I see nothing wrong with putting that in your campaign ad. It's true life.
But if he shaves her head and doesn't need to, so it looks like she's on chemo.
Okay, whatever.
Puts her on a Jenny Craig weight loss plan.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, we need you thin and bald. I got to win this thing.
Oh, God.
Tipper would have done that. Ben and Glendale, you're with Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
Gentlemen and lady, hello.
Hello.
Here's the thing, you guys. First of all, they've got two young kids, and she's going to be sick. It just goes to show you, in my mind, I mean, he can do what he wants. He's a grown man. But it's not a question of money. They've got dough. You know, what about relationships with people you care about? Like my wife and I were talking about the cat who missed the birth of his son to go audition for American Idol. What the heck?
Oh, what? Yeah.
You know, I'm like, what? There's no way I'd miss the birth of my son to go audition for a TV
show. So you're saying John Edwards should drop out of the campaign for presidency because his wife is ill and just sit by your side for the next several years? Is that what you're saying?
Well, there's two factors. There's little kids involved, and the other two kids they have are really young from what I understand, like under six. And he's not going to win the nomination. That's the other thing.
Well, we don't know that yet. See, now that's the great unknown. We don't know. We don't know.
So what's worse, since Heidi brought up Angelina Jolie earlier in the week, is it worse that she's trotting all of her adopted kids around while she's trying to make a movie, or him trotting his kids around watching their mother die while he's playing politics?
Angelina's infinitely worse because that's contrived and staged for the cameras. That's all PR. This is real life John Edwards and his wife are facing. They didn't contrive this.
Why do you guys hate Angelina so much? She's a beautiful woman. Inside and out.
Oh, I agree 100%.
Whoever did what she's doing, I would hate. It's not about just her. It's just I can spot phoniness a mile away. I'm the king of phoniness. So I can smell it, too.
You're calling her a phony, yet I've never seen one picture of the kids with a nanny. Well, I always see her with a kid on one hip, kid in the other arm.
But they don't release those photos, Frank.
No one's going to try to snap a photo of that where she's not taking care of kids at all. Come on.
Well, you know. Hello, Pete, also in Phoenix. What's up?
I got a wife who's got Addison's disease, and I agree with you, Frosty. He needs to just get out of his job. To be honest with you, I sit there at home while my wife's in the hospital. I hate going to the hospital. I'm selfish. If I am there, I'm only there for 20 minutes. I get the heck out.
Yeah, it's boring. There's nothing to do. It's all sterile. It's all white and beige.
It sounds like your house.
It does.
Sterile, white, and beige.
I mean, I've visited sick relatives, through the years in the hospital, and they always usually ask us, the family, to leave after an hour. Like, well, okay, really, there's nothing going on here. If y'all want to leave, that's fine with me. And we do. Because really, there's nothing to do. You just sit there next to the bed. What are you supposed to do?
So you think that's only in the movies where it's like, you know what? Hey, why don't you go home? Why don't you go home and get some rest? I'm just going to stay here, and you sleep in the chair with a blanket over you, and you go down and get some coffee at the cafeteria, and you go back to the room.
That's only in Hollywood.
I disagree. I mean,
nurse walks in, tucks you in late at night, just pulls the cover up a little bit.
Yeah, somebody was in my life, and they were super close to me and dying. I'll be there.
What I see in the movies that I hate is when the person's like crawls into the hospital bed to cuddle with the person. I'm like, come on!
I'd probably do that, too.
I know you would. I got tubes and stuff in and out of me. What are you crawling all over me for? I'm sick.
And in my luck, I'll be laying on one of your tubes and clamp all the meds and oxygen. And my bad.
You're comfortable.
Will you guys make me a promise as my only two surviving friends? If I'm ever in the hospital and, you know, the end is near, will you sneak in Rudy Dog so we can hop up in the bed and lick my wounds? One last snuggle with my dog. I know usually they don't allow dogs in the hospital because it drops them from an A rating to a C.
I'll pretend that I'm blind. I'll put on big, thick black glasses.
Right.
I'll put a little orange vest on him.
Yeah, Jersey Samoyed guide dogs.
Even though you'll be leading my dog. Okay, fine. Thank you.
Yeah, I'll only do that if you have rectal cancer.
Which Rudy was trying to warn you about for years.
David, you're with Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
Hey, guys, how you doing, man?
What's up, baby?
Actually, a few weeks back, my girlfriend had her breast augmentation, and I run my own business, and I usually work between 70 and 80 hours a week. And for the first, 2 weeks after her surgery, I probably worked about 15 hours a week. So, I mean, it's one of the hardest things to sit there by her bedside when she's asleep and doing nothing for 5 or 6 hours.
Wait, you took a week off when your girlfriend had a boob job?
Well, she has a baby, and she had no one else there to help her change the baby and feed herself.
Why would you get a boob job right after you had a baby?
The baby is 2.5 years old, so the baby's, it's a little bit older, but still needs care and all that kind of stuff.
Be honest, David, had you not been there, would you have caught holy hell from her? You were intimidated by her?
Oh, yeah, well, no, because at first all of her friends were saying, oh, yeah, we'll help you, we'll come by and we'll do this, and it came down to, me and her sister.
Did you pay for the boobs, or did she?
Oh, no, she came with that with her tax refund.
How big did she go?
She went from, a very small A cup to a full C.
Yeah.
Thank you, H&R Block. Isn't that a true test of who your real friends are? If you're in the hospital for extended stay and you need people to show up and wipe you and sponge bath you and turn you over, that's when you find out whoever shows up is really your friend. And I know I can count on you, too.
Yeah,
absolutely.
After yesterday's show.
Back with the rest of you, 888-520-9710. If you can't get through on the phones today, of course, you can always send us an email. Frank reads them in real time and the screen inches from his nose. And here's that address.
That address is letsbefrank971@msn.com.
We're Frosty, Heidi, and Frank. Free FM, Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
You know, this hasn't happened in a long time.
We've been funny.
Well, apparently, because I got an email here from Jack Silver.
Our boss.
Horse's ass.
Well.
Saying, actually, he's forwarding an email that he got from Ron, the assistant program director.
Ronnie.
Says this. Hey, Jack. You know I'm a huge FHF fan. This morning they're talking about John Edwards' wife having cancer. It's Friday. How can you find levity in this topic? Shouldn't Friday be about the weekend, having fun, getting laid, boozing it up, something other than someone dying?
Ron said that?
Yeah. I guess we shouldn't ever talk about anything that's on the cover of every single newspaper in the country.
Well, it's not like we're going to spend the whole show on it. We spent a long break and a medium break.
And I think we did a pretty good goddamn job making that pretty light.
Yeah.
And lines were jammed, by the way. We ended the discussion early because we could still be talking.
You know,
about
we would have gotten in
trouble. We forget that you're supposed to talk down to your audience and do the same topic every day because that could be actually lucrative. They're so goddamn stupid.
Right. I'm confused about something. When you wake up on a Friday... When you wake up on a Friday, is there something magical about that day of the week, like a druid sun worshiper, that Friday is supposed to have you in a different mood than Monday through Thursday? That Friday you're supposed to be all happy and partying and shallow and only interested in booze and breasts? Well,
we're not covering this like CNN or Fox News or Rush Limbaugh, if he's talking about it. I think we've talked about it in a way that no other show has.
Absolutely.
That's what makes us us. So let us do our jobs and you do your jobs, like making sure the station sounds okay or making sure the internet stream works.
Mm.
And get off my ass.
Yeah, I can give you a list of 15 things.
You know, we'd have caught hell if we didn't mention it. Come on, you know, the latest. You know,
play the hits.
Well, that's on the front page of every newspaper.
Whatever.
And the thing is, again, we've never planned a show. Like, okay, Friday has to be, you know.
Yeah, we're not that type of show.
We don't designate humor on specific
days. We can't tell you who our guests are going to be next week.
I think it was pretty funny how we even approached it.
Yeah, I do, too.
Question?
I guess it was a failure in the front office. But
I know Jack had his one-hour show the other day. Now he thinks he can do radio.
Mm.
Him and Tom Likas. Wow. Ratings bonanza.
Well, we should start planning next Friday's show right now. You know, nothing but one-liners and honking horns and
waga waga
funny quips and fake skits, because Friday everything's supposed to be artificially funny.
I think we were so goddamn funny yesterday that we had to do a little bit of serious today just to balance it out.
See, yeah. We screwed up. We should have done that today. We should have done this yesterday. Once you got sick a day early.
My abs hurt today from laughing so hard yesterday.
Right.
Did take a little rest.
Hey, what happened yesterday? Well, there was something in the air because it was just giddy and weird spontaneously. See, we didn't plan
sober, which was odd.
That is weird.
Usually
for
we're
us.
Like that when we've been drinking.
Mm-hmm. We'll be hilarious next Wednesday night.
Well, I guess I do have a story about boozing.
Oh, good.
You just probably saw the video of that off-duty cop that beat up the bartender because she wouldn't serve him any more drinks.
Oh, yeah.
I saw
him. He's like this giant, like, beefcake guy. And
she's
tiny. And he's just wailing on her.
He's just pummeling her.
What a stud.
Let's talk about boozing.
Woo!
How do we make some poor little bartender chick get funny after get her ass kicked?
Mm.
Jesus.
This topic is not appropriate for Friday.
You should have seen the bruises on that girl's face.
Authorities in Cook County have charged a Chicago police officer with aggravated battery after a female bartender was beaten in an attack caught on camera, and you've probably all seen the video by now.
And he's a cop, you say?
Yeah.
That's what I don't get. Shouldn't cops know better than to do stuff like that?
The videotape shows a large man shoving a much smaller woman to the floor and repeatedly punching her, and he was wailing on her, too. And this is the attack happened when the bartender refused to serve the man any more alcohol.
Well, clearly.
This is something that wouldn't happen if everyone smoked weed.
Mm.
Nobody's going to, like, jump over the bar and kick somebody's ass because they refuse to get one more bong load.
And people don't get in fights over drugs? I know usually you're mellow, but there's got to be drug fights.
Just
like
someone said,
fights.
No, you've had enough. No one's going to get all pissed off and start kicking somebody's ass because they want to take one more toke off the joint. No one's doing that. Ever.
Well, I haven't been to a party for a long, long, long time. But it seems like now, I'm not talking about the sort of high-class, fancy parties that a lot of you go to. But, you know, the backyard kegger party, that kind of party.
Yeah.
Just someone's yard and someone's house. And you make a beer run. Just sort of a low-class, pass-the-hat party. I kind of think those are fun. There's always a fight that breaks out there. And I guess it's when you get too much booze in you. But Frank's saying it's never about too much drugs, right? Drugs make you happy and mellow. And
what's a drug? I'd say marijuana.
Marijuana? Mm. All right.
No one's jumping the bar to kick anybody's ass. And then there's also a 911 call. A guy called police saying that he shot his wife in the stomach. Actually, I have the 911 call. And he sounds like he might have had a few drinks before he shot her and called 911.
North Richland
Hills 911.
That's it.
Hello?
This is Freddie Wilhite.
How can I help you?
I shot my wife in the stomach with 38.
What address are you at?
8432.
Is she still there?
Yeah, she's lying on the floor.
And what is your name?
Freddie Wilhite.
Where's the gun at?
What?
Where's the gun?
It's in the closet.
What is her name?
Donna.
Is there anybody else there with you?
No.
Okay. Why did you do this?
She enticed me, and she would ridicule me throughout my lifetime.
Okay, and you're at 8432 Gifford?
That's it, baby.
Wow.
Oh my God.
You know what? He sounds exactly like my father.
Really?
That is...
No kidding.
That was almost... A little creepy to me, especially when he said, what? I mean, he sounds exactly like my dad's a drinker, too. Whenever he calls, he usually had a few. He sounds exactly like my dad.
Your dad sounds like that?
Yeah.
I thought he sounded like that guy you see on the infomercials in the middle of the night trying to sell you knives and swords. The drunk guy.
See? If he'd been stoned, he wouldn't have shot
him. Good point. We got to get that. What? It's a drop. I don't like that.
She enticed me.
Right, right, baby.
Take it there. We'll come back. Hey, it's Friday. Yay!
Yay!
Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.